Welcome to Kinsey Confidential, your opportunity to ask questions and have them answered by experts in sexual health and behavior from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Today's question:
my partner is obsessed with my breasts. Though I enjoy the attention, how can I get him to explore other parts of my body?
Sometimes when it comes to sexual activity, people go for the obvious areas to focus on. Breasts are loaded with sex appeal in our culture, and as such, they're often a point of focus for many women's partners. Some women are happy about this. After all, a woman's breast can be quite sensitive to touch, especially during sexual excitement and arousal, so attention to the breast can feel good. That said, most of us tend to crave variety, too, and too much attention anywhere may feel boring or even annoying. You can use both nonverbal and verbal communication to let your partner know that you'd like to explore other areas of your body. An example of nonverbal communication would be to gently nudge your partner's hand or mouth away from your breast and closer to somewhere where you would like to be touched. This is a subtle, gentle way of sharing your wants and needs without making your partner feel like he's boring or not a good lover. An example of verbal communication might be to say, "Touch me here," while moving his hand. You can even talk about your sexual play at a time when you're not in the midst of being sexual and when you know that you won't be interrupted. You can open up a conversation about your sex life together, making sure to praise him for all the things that you enjoy, and say that although you enjoy breast touching, what you would really like is more variety and a little bit more of X, Y, or Z, whatever those things may be. Everyone is different in terms of their likes, dislikes, and sensitive, pleasurable spots, all of which can change over time. You might suggest an all-over exploration of each other's bodies, using different types of touch or stimulation to learn what you both enjoy. Don't be shy, you never know what you might find.
You've been listening to Kinsey Confidential, produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. Today's question was answered by Dr. Debbie Herbenik, sexual health researcher and educator. You can find out more and submit your questions by visiting us online at kinseyconfidential.org.